Welcome to Wiltshire Masonic News for January 2020, the newsletter for Wiltshire Freemasons. As usual, the letter opens with an address from Philip Bullock, Provincial Grand Master. Welcome to January. With Christmas almost a distant memory, I'm sure you're all getting ready to welcome in the new year. January is the month of new beginnings, the time of year most of us stop and take stock of our lives, look back on the past 12 months, re-evaluate our priorities and set ourselves new goals. I'm sure it will not surprise you to know that the Provincial Executive takes a similar approach when considering the future of Freemasonry in Wiltshire for the coming year. I'm equally sure you'll appreciate that sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry, a saying adapted from a line in To a Mouse by Robert Burns. And during the coming month, many of you will be attending a Lodge Burns Supper, where doubtless you will hear the words intoned with due solemnity and theatre accompanied by actions. I'm always impressed with the ceremony of addressing the haggis, and in awe of the brother who takes on the task of speaking the words. The fear of failure or not getting something right should never deter us from introducing new initiatives. Indeed, if we only undertook to do what is risk-free and guaranteed to be a success, I doubt much would be done. For example, just before Christmas, Swindon Freemasons opened the Masonic Hall at the Planks and welcomed some of the older brethren to enjoy a fish and chip lunch. Some of the brethren are unable to attend lodge meetings, and this provided them with a chance to meet and chat with their friends. It took a couple of hours to organise, but made a real difference to the brethren who attended. Talking about making a difference and setting new goals, have you ever thought about what Freemasons could do to make other people's lives so much better? And I'm not thinking of something which will cost a lot of money. In fact, one idea would only cost the price of a cuppa and a biscuit. On Monday, the 20th of January, it's Brew Monday. And the Samaritans are inviting you to join thousands of people across the country who will be coming together for a cuppa, a chat, and to banish the winter blues. Did you know that feeling lonely is one of the emotions felt by members of the older age groups? I'm asking all our lodges to take positive action to tackle loneliness. How can you help? Well, it's simple. Why not host to have a cuppa morning and invite your older brethren, their family and friends, plus Masonic widows to your hall for a cup of tea and a chat? Together we can help banish loneliness. I was delighted to welcome 13 Wiltshire brethren to the Christmas Grand Lodge Quarterly Communications meeting and to join them for lunch at Mark Mason's Hall. If you've never attended a meeting in the Grand Temple at Freemason's Hall, please do make it one of your resolutions for 2020. I'm absolutely sure you will not be disappointed. Provincial Grand Charity Steward Derek Gibbons hosted Lodge Charity Stewards in Chippenham and Salisbury for the first of a regular series of informal gatherings where topics of interest can be discussed, views aired, and information exchanged. The meetings proved to be well worthwhile, with positive participation from everyone who attended. With so much going on, such as changes in the organisation of the Masonic Charitable Foundation, this type of meeting is critical if we are to make sure that we work together in developing new initiatives and, as was made clear, consolidating what we already do. I ended the year presenting Derek Dove with a 50-year service to Freemasonry certificate, of which you will hear more later in this newsletter. I started this article with the words, "Welcome to January," and I do sincerely wish that for each and every member of the Wiltshire Masonic family, the coming year will be one which brings you all health and happiness in equal measure. Border Lodge number 3129. The Master, Steve Smith, was joined by Senior Deacon Darren Madden when they met Kirsty Scullion and her team from the Wiltshire Homes for Veterans charity, which is part of the Allibrey charity based in Salisbury. Steve was delighted to be able to present a cheque for £500, which will be used in helping to support ex-service personnel who are homeless or who are at risk of becoming homeless. The homes in Salisbury provide accommodation for up to 14 people at any one time. The charity is able to vary the level of support given based entirely on the individual circumstances of the veteran. This enables support packages to be tailored to make sure that those who require the greatest support receive appropriate care while not neglecting those who are able to live a more independent lifestyle. A New Year resolution. I wonder how many of us will close our eyes at midnight on the 31st of December and make a New Year resolution. More importantly, at what point in 2020 will the resolution we have made be broken? Sadly, it's all too easy. Although, and in fairness, it has to be said, many are made in jest as opposed to any real intent to keep them. We're sometimes critical of those who make pledges, promises and vows and then fail to fulfil them. But are we any different? Do we honour the promises we make as Freemasons? For example, every new master is required to attend his acceptance of the ancient charges and regulations of the order, which he does by reverently acknowledging each clause by a slight forward inclination of the head. Some of the clauses require agreement, whereas others are considered to be so important that they demand a promise. Clause 12 is one of those which requires a promise, and yet it appears to be one which few brethren take seriously. So what is it about Clause 12 that is so difficult to honour? Clause 12 requires the new-made master to promise a regular attendance on the communications and committees of the Grand Lodge, upon receiving proper notice thereof, and to pay attention to all the duties of Freemasonry upon proper and convenient occasions. Keeping a promise can be difficult, especially when it does mean a trip to London, which is both time-consuming and not without cost. So should the incoming master acknowledge that he cannot promise a regular attendance at Grand Lodge and Clause 12 be omitted? Please do let us know what you think by emailing the editor at pglwilts.org.uk. I think it fair to say that some members of the province need no introduction, for if truth be told, they are known to us all. Derek Dove is just one such brother, and for good reason. Not only has he served his lodge and the province with great distinction, he has also completed an amazing 50 years of service to Freemasonry. This was recognised at the December meeting of Whitehorse Lodge, number 2227, when the Provincial Grand Master presented Derek with a certificate attesting to this fact. Congratulations! Brethren of Forget-Me-Not Lodge, number 9035, which meets in Luggershall, made the journey to the Wiltshire Air Ambulance Base at Semmington, where they were welcomed by members of the fundraising team, pilots and paramedics who provided a tour of the fantastic facilities. Following the tour, Stuart Thurgood presented the air ambulance team with a cheque for £1,000, which was raised by his predecessor, Terry Curran. Stuart was joined by his wardens, Brother Tony Davis and Brother Martin Dean. And finally, a useful date to put in your calendar for an upcoming event. On Monday the 18th of May 2020, at 4:15 p.m. in Pickwick Masonic Hall in Corsham, you will have a chance to hear Christine Chapman, Grand Master of the Honourable Fraternity of Ancient Freemasons, entitled Women in Blue, which is the history of women's Freemasonry and HFAF past and present. Thanks for listening to the newsletter this month.